You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Horse is trying to take care of him, so he tells him, "Radna me'at mayim." So he told him, "You should use a little water." So why he offered them water? What? Wash their feet. Why? To wash their feet. Hazakabaro. So it was a cult and belief that they worship the dust of their feet. Just like banking account that people they have today, and they brag about their banking account, or they have to fill in the color of their credit cards, right? It's the same thing, exactly the same thing, because when they would travel, the more dust they would have on their feet, so that means they're wealthier. So that was the whole mentality. So nothing changed, the same thing. So as people, they wonder, how much do you worth? I mean, nothing, but they count it as the zeros that they have in their position. So now here, there's an interesting insight, and that is, Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai brings an interesting point, that before we say Birkat HaMazon, we have to do Mayim Aharonim Chova. So Harav says you have to use a little water. Why? Because as Harav suggests also to say it very, very quietly, this is a portion of the Rasha, that means the negative force we call Sitra Achara, that we just get rid of him. We give him little, it has to be very, very minute, very minute one. So, the intention of Amavino was, when you wash their feet, so obviously, it's like you're taking off the Avodah Zarah. So it should not be too much water. Because why? Because this water is going to be tamei. So you use a little bit of water. So that's another insight that is right. So Amavino, b'chokhmato, says just a little water. So now here is an interesting lesson, a beautiful message, and that is, for what Avraham Avinu was all about, Ish Kadosh, such a holy man. So if he notices that people, they're just about to come into his tent with the Avodah Zarah on their feet, how should he react? What should he say? I know, but what was the reaction of Ravina should have been?
Don't come in.
Jump in the mikveh! No?
Yes.
Ravina, lekachna me'at mayim, a little bit. Well, what do you mean? Jump in the mikveh, get the hose and then clean them up. What do you mean? There's a little water. So now here, we learn a very interesting point, and that is... Right, exactly. So now, the message here, as far as the way we have to handle things, there is a type of behavior, it's called hunking behavior. You know what that is? No, they teach this in a Howard University, in a psychology's department. It's called honking attitude. You know, when you drive, people cut in front of you, what do you do? You honk. But people honk all the time. You know, it's like a music instrument. You know, they just keep honking. But it's not only when you drive a car. You get this habit, like let's say the kids, like when you tell them no, they cry. Then you say no, they cry more. He said, no, you cannot have it. They start screaming. Like people, as a matter of fact, like at home, sometimes they argue, they observe, it's called Teriyat Shofar. It's only once a year, but they do Teriyat, Teruah, Shevarim. You know, whoever that can scream louder, so then that means he has all the right. Or for example, there's a type of attitude, when the door is open and shoot at me, right away you close it. If you close and you shouldn't be, you right away open it. When it's hot, you turn on the AC. When it's cold, you turn on the heater. It's an instant reaction. What does it mean? That you happy to fix things right away. Like let's say something is loud, so then you raise your voice. Why? You want to overrule whatever that you don't like. It's a very, very destructive attitude. It breaks people. It kills people. And you paralyze people. Why? Because you're giving the impression to people you're no good. You open the door, what a right you have to open the door. You raise your voice, what a right you have. Yeah, well, Rabbi Nachum Shalom is teaching us, yes, you ran into matters that maybe it's not the way you like it to be, but you don't attack people. Why? Because first of all, how do you know? How do you know what's going on in the people's head? How do you know what their intention is? But because you have so much artificial confidence that you know what you're doing, so everybody's wrong, the only one that is right is who?
You.
Mr. You. It's only you, that's it. And then you create such a balagan. Why? Because you feel it was not the way it should have been. But it's not true at all. But here, Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom is teaching us, fine, the Abdu'ab started coming to my house. What do you mean? No. Where are you coming? No, Yirachna Me'at Ma'ayim. And that's the behavior that we should have toward things, that you should not have a hunking attitude. Everything that you feel, it goes like hunk. That means that you become very managing, that everything has to be under your control. Niske, to not hunk anymore.
Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.